Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Patriots sitting on the cusp of the red zone. Pierre Strong into the backfield along with Stevenson. They fake the handoff to Stevenson. Going down the left sideline. Intercepted! Tre'Davious White! Hey, Murph! It's a trade day!
Tre'Davious White back with the Buffalo Bills. Doing the numbers on the deal, but who cares? The vibes are good, right? Good to have Tre'Davious White
vibes
back.
Are good.
Who do we want back next? What would be the next best vibes-based signing? Micah Hyde.
They already did that.
They did that. That's right. Sorry. Kinda.
I asked Sal in our chat after our segment about all the players that have come back. Who's the next guy to come back? And the first name he said was Gabe Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the vibes are equal with Gabe Davis to Trey White. His last moment on the Bills field was him literally like getting into a shouting match with Bills fans. I don't know. Like, I don't think there's bad blood or anything. But... Gabe Davis, Devin Singletary coming back.
Who's the best?
Who's beloved that's out there still? Sal also said Harrison Phillips.
Who is... I mean, Trey White is as good as it gets.
Tyrod! Come on!
Your guy.
They've had so many opportunities to bring... Tyrod's been getting starting jobs too, kind of so.
All right, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We've got Paul Hamilton, 8:30. We'll wrap the Saber season and end of season presser tomorrow. All right, may I have the floor for a moment? Oh, it would take that long.
Oh, wait, one more really quick. I have one more good vibes one. Jerry Hughes.
Okay.
And he was in Houston last year, so he still plays. Yeah. Jerry Hughes.
So I'm listening to One Bills Live yesterday. Chris Trapasso, Maddie Glab, they had a bunch of calls in. Good conversation about the draft. And somebody called in to talk about trades and... you know, going after star players or whatever. It was about trading up and the value of picks. And the Rams came up, the Los Angeles Rams, because famously, maybe you do or don't know, you know, you do know they won the Super Bowl. What you maybe don't know in that mixed in there is that they had no first-round picks for a lengthy period of time. They drafted Jared Goff with the first round, and then they did not have another first-round pick for a long time.
I think it was 8 years.
In part because they went and they hunted down another quarterback. They spent two firsts to get Stafford instead of Goff, which was a very modest upgrade. It was really about the very edges. Like, man, our coach is good. We know what we're doing. We need someone else pulling the trigger here. And they rode it to a Super Bowl. You know, they made trades for Von Miller and Jalen Ramsey.
Beckham. Stafford.
You know, Stafford was two firsts.
Right.
So anyway... I was thinking about that for a minute. All right, hold on a second. You mean to tell me that in the NFL, a team went 8 years without a first-round pick, roughly 8 years, and they won the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
And as they were having this conversation, Chris says, accurately, you know, the Rams are really the only team to have ever done that. And I just was listening and thinking, you know, that's a funny thing. Here's one team that spent everything they could to go to win it, and they won it.
Mm-hmm.
And most people look at it and say, like, well, you don't want to do that.
Right.
To which I would say, why not? Why not be the next team to not pick in the first round for 8 years? Why not? The Rams did it in part to get a quarterback. What if a team that had a quarterback who was the best decided, yeah, you know what? There's been one example of a team spending all those picks, never picking in the first round. And also, by the way, two of those years, Joe, they didn't have a second round pick.
Right.
What did they have?
They had a lot of
other picks.
They had, I think they averaged, I did this last week when we were comparing them to Miami, that they averaged like nine picks per draft.
Yes.
In the period they didn't have a first.
So the Rams and the Niners, by the way, might about to be doing this too. There's a couple teams, Jacksonville too, that are starting to, we've seen a shift. Jacksonville got a new GM. I brought this up a couple weeks ago after reading an article about this new kind of idea of, It kind of subscribes to both. I can be the trade-away picks team and also the bank-a-lot-of-picks team. Because as long as people in the draft have such high value on firsts, then I can trade my firsts. Why don't I use that first? Why don't I use next year's first for the Bills to go get whatever. You want to say established player or move up in the draft. Those are two different ideas. But it just kind of struck me in the moment as funny that, oh, yeah, there was one team that, you know, they traded everything in the first and second round for about 7 years. Oh, really? How did they do? They won the Super Bowl. Oh, and has anybody else decided we should try that too? No. No, nobody else has decided that seems like a good idea. But why not? Why aren't the Bills, why aren't the Ravens, the Chiefs to a degree? I mean, the Chiefs went through their transition and whatever. How come nobody else thinks that's a bold idea? We get to the NHL. Same kind of thing. The Penguins. Go check how many times they picked in the first round. They had like a decade they did. Because in the NHL, it's very common to have been, hey, we're good. We don't need picks. We're going to go win this thing. And I know there's more turnover in the NFL and all that, but I'm antsy for the Bills to not slow play anything and to really drive this thing like a Ferrari. Like, let's go. Maybe this isn't the year to do it. Maybe next year's draft. Maybe last year's draft. I want them to be pursuing Hendrickson. Want them to be pursuing DK Metcalf, Myles Garrett. I want them in all those calls. Because first round pick, okay. How much have they gotten out of their first round picks that aren't named Josh Allen?
Stephon Diggs.
And the next best is Rousseau.
Trey White, for sure.
Pre-Josh Allen.
Easily Trey White.
But since Josh Allen's been selected.
Rousseau and Oliver, who are like pretty good players, right?
Yep.
Pretty good players.
I mean, Oliver's a top 10 pick.
Yeah. And still.
And he's okay.
But still
he's pretty
only pretty good for the most part. So, like, what would the natural counterpoint be to that? It would be about the cap, wouldn't it?
Yeah, about, you can't make five Diggs trades.
Right, or that there's a time where you have to pay for that, which is, well, I guess you could say that's what the Rams have done for the last 2 years, is paid for it, but they've basically been able to survive it other than last year, or the 2023, which is really just Stafford got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford got hurt the year that they went all the way down to five wins.
Is that the first year that Whitworth retired, too?
Yeah, that might be right, too.
Like, they lost
But they haven't been a Super Bowl contender.
That might not be the first.
They've been a playoff good team for a couple of years since they won the Super Bowl, but they haven't been like top of the league every single year. So I think that would be the counter. The other one would be that this isn't relevant to the Bills because we talked about this earlier in the week. There are differences, but Miami kind of did do this.
Yes.
Miami did do this. I don't think they have the talent level at quarterback to get the fruits of what they did like the Rams did. And if you want the Bills to do it, it is very different because the Bills, I think, you're going to get more out of those star players because you have Josh Allen. And then on the other side, when you are paying for them no longer being there, Allen is going to keep you above water a lot better than the Dolphins would with Tua.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Like, that's where I'm kind of starting to – I'm ready to wage my war against never trade up. Trading up is not – not all trades up are created equal. To me, it's kind of like a point I like to make where if, you know, the asking price for T.J. Watt is a second-round pick. Well, the first pick of the second and the last pick of the second are very different. Well, the asking price for Myles Garrett is two firsts. Okay, well, what, two number three picks overall or two 30th picks overall? Those prices are very different. And trading up, don't trade up if your quarterback is, all due respect, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you're trading up for a running back to try and ground and pound your way to 11-6.
Mm-hmm.
Do trade up if you are in the AFC Championship game on the final play looking for a guy to get open. The Bills should be operating, I think, much more aggressively. And maybe Bean will be like that. He has been before. And just not the right swing has happened yet.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But,
yeah,
I was also reminded, you know, the whole you're never one player away thing. I don't want to hear that ever again. Why would anybody say that?
Yeah. I don't know that the Rams are your champion for this, though. I'm looking, like, they half are. They half are because some of these firsts they spent were on, and seconds were on, like, good players. They just come in and play immediately. I'm looking at their trade history since 2019. There are a lot of trade downs in here. And this is how they're acquiring so many picks without trading away their own guys.
But that's part
only
of the point.
Only one time they traded out of the first round. 2019, they traded down from 31 to 45 and picked up a third.
Right.
Otherwise, all the other firsts were from, you know, star players. But they traded down in the second to grab a third once. They traded down in the second to grab a fifth with the Chiefs. They traded down in the third.
That's part of the point how they are the champion.
But they're not doing it really in the first round other than that one time.
That's how they are your champion. The idea is they're the bleep them picks team, and they amass picks.
Yeah.
So you can actually do both.
You can do both.
Everyone treats it like if you get rid of your firsts, what will you do? And the answer is get a million other picks. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
So,
well, the other difference of that is by trading away, you know, what do they trade for? They trade multiple things for Jalen Ramsey, right? They trade multiple things for Beckham, multiple things for Von Miller.
Two seconds for Miller, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, I think
so.
For
a rental.
But all of these are multiple picks. All of these are multiple assets. What you are then doing, which is different from what the Bills have right now, because the Bills, by drafting and developing, which is fine and good, one consequence of that is you don't have as many jobs available. When the Rams spend three assets on one guy, well, now your six-round picks, your fifth-round picks that you grabbed in these trade downs, well, they have they have three more jobs to fight for.
Mm-hmm.
They have two more jobs to fight for than you would in Buffalo when I don't have that job available because they've got a first, they've got a second, they've got a third, and they were all pretty good, and they all locked them up, and they stayed. So,
and
you kind of, you almost, it almost works to do both.
Right.
It's weird that they are the only one that's done both of those things together. Because that, as we pointed out earlier in the week, is very different from what Miami did. Miami did not have picks. They spent those first, they spent those seconds to go get star players, and then they had nothing. It was like a third, well, a fifth, and a seventh, and that was it. That's like their draft.
That's part of my point. Trading up is not created equal. A team with Josh Allen trading up for insert player here is not the same as a team with Tua trading up for insert player here. And
right.
We shouldn't treat them as though they're the same. The Bills have... Josh Allen gives them advantages in every single department. He helps them get free agents. He helps them get players to come here. He helps them overcome their flaws offensively and defensively. He helps them that they don't have to go chase quarterback.
Yeah.
He makes everything better. If they build a great team, they're great. If they build a not great team, they're great. And rather than just kind of leaning on Allen all the time, I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, you can not be afraid of going after, you know, whatever it takes. So if they trade up, I don't think it's the same as if the Saints are a great example. The Saints are a team that trades up all the time and they're dumb. Well, there's their quarterback. It's Derek Carr. Congratulations. That's a bad idea. You probably shouldn't do that. Who else shouldn't trade up? The Steelers should not trade up. Who should? Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, Commanders, Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Teams at the doorstep should, of course, do something to try and get over the finish line that a team that's in the middle of mediocrity should not do.
Yeah.
Noah in Maine, sorry. So there you go. Noah in Maine. Hey, Noah.
Hey, guys. Love this conversation. I guess just to spend time on my call here, just boosting receiver propaganda, which I think we need more of. Jeremy, your point about moving up in the trade, I mean, or in the draft, I absolutely agree with. I mean, last year, hindsight's 2020, but I was pounding on the drum to get Brian Thomas. And, you know, if it costed a first and a third, like, would we have missed those picks at all? I mean, I don't think so. Again, hindsight 2020, but look, they have to be more aggressive. And if you look at what the Eagles did, I mean, they took Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson in the first round. And that, you know, are they gun shy? I don't think anyone would call the Eagles gun shy after a move like that. You know, they remained aggressive. They remained sort of on that front foot. And I guess what I'm getting to is what a lot of Bills fans, I think, share the sentiment is, you know, it feels like they've almost overthought the receiver room these last few years. And I don't know, guys, is it high-level football analysis to say, hey, we have a great quarterback, can we get him great receivers? And, you know, if that means being aggressive and moving up in the draft or double-dipping, which I thought they should have done last year, instead of just taking Keon, you know, I don't know exactly what that answer is. But, yes, being aggressive and just continuing to pound on that door and just attacking. I hope they learn in this second phase of the Josh Allen Bills that you got to attack this room. You got to attack the position. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Noah. There's an article yesterday at Sports Illustrated from Connor Orr about Moneyball and the lessons learned from Moneyball era and analytics in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a really good kind of track on it, which was, you know, we all kind of came to understand analytics and Moneyball and do things for cheap, right? Hey, running backs, don't pay running backs. Do this, don't do mm-hmm. that. Don't pay this position. Walks are important in baseball. Shot share in hockey, you know.
Three-pointers in the NBA.
Sure, we all came to learn that there were a lot of different things that you could streamline your game and get better. But the thing he pointed out there was what was lost in that was you're trying to find a way to find a market inefficiency, which means once everybody is on that, everybody has decided, oh, yes, don't pay running backs. The Eagles and the Ravens and the Packers, like this reinvention of the running back position, what was it really?
Hmm.
It was then the Eagles saying, hey, guess what? Nobody pays running backs anymore. Let's build a power offense and get the best running back because he's going to be cheaper than he ever was. He's going to be cheaper than he should be because the entire market kind of overcorrected. So once everybody from an analytical standpoint lines up behind the same in the same line, then it becomes, all right, well, this is no longer an advantage. Everybody lives here. Where's the advantage? The advantage is in getting Barkley and adding him to a complete offense and taking that to new heights. And to me, that kind of drove home what I've been feeling about the Bills forever and why I've been, you know, personally on the receiver train for years and years and years and years. I'm not saying they shouldn't draft seven defensive players in this draft, but I don't think they should stop anywhere short of literally breaking the game offensively. You have a guy where you could break football offensively in the right format, in the right structure, if you could ever find your way to Jamar Chase is on one side and then the rest of it's just, I know it sounds kind of silly, Operation Never Punt, but really, how far could you go? Is the market efficiency in finding a balanced running attack? Maybe. Maybe that's where they feel like they can make their money and they had a really good, efficient offense. But I thought it was such a good point from Connor about what it really is about is getting ahead of everybody else on something. What's coming that people haven't seen yet? Because the teams that are there first are going to be the teams that win. How the Eagles won their first Super Bowl. That's the dawn of the RPO era.
Yeah.
They get to that quickly and they ride it to the, all the way. That's where the Eagles have been smart. And getting out in front of something, you know, how do you apply that to this year's draft? I don't know. I'm speaking in just some generalities about do something.
It's making me think about the 0506 Sabres, honestly.
Ahead of everybody.
They were ahead, right? Power plays and speed and skill out of the lockout, and they were just 10 times faster than the Flyers.
I mean, there's a point here about the Dolphins when they ran the Wildcat. What happened? Teams were not ready to defend it. They ran it for a year. They won the division. What happened? Everybody ran a little bit of it. Everybody's ready to defend it. It's gone.
Yeah.
So what can you do as the Bills?
Mm-hmm.
I think the answer to that is, you know, you could build yourself a nice defense. Everybody's seen a good defense before. Is that a huge market inefficiency to have a very good defense? It helps.
Yeah.
But a lot of teams are going to try that. What's the one thing you have nobody else does? Your quarterback. Do everything you can for him.
Yeah.
Lean into that. 803-0550. Daryl in Grand Island quickly before the break. Hey, Daryl, good morning.
Hey, thanks. Real quick, guys. Good morning. Real quick, there's so many things I want to say, but like Josh Allen, who would have ever thought that that draft pick was going to turn out to be, I say, like a diamond in the rough pick? But I think the Bills are better off getting, like, Trey White's coming back. I'd rather save the money and get free agents than going out and spending millions on draft picks. You don't even know that they're going to turn out.
Thanks, Daryl. Hey, did you see that Cam Ward is also a zero-star recruit?
Was he?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he played
Josh Allen, zero-star
recruit.
He played
at a small school before Miami.
Add Cam Ward to team zero-star.
Yeah. Where did he play before? He played only 1 year at Miami. That was it. Like, he was not a four-year starter at Miami. He played a bunch of games. He came from a smaller Washington State. And then before Washington State, he was somewhere also. Incarnate Word, that was it.
Oh, Incarnate Word, yeah.
Incarnate
Word. Zero-star recruit coming out of high school.
Yeah.
One scholarship offer from the University of Incarnate Word, an FCS school.
Yeah, that happens.
Josh Allen, Cam Ward's coming for your underdog crown.
I doubt he'll get...
Well, I don't think he'll get to Allen's get crazy heights. No, that'd be quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
803-0550. We'll get to more of your phone calls here. 1-888-550-2550. Paul Hamilton as well, wrapping up the Sabre season. We're, you know, inside of a week to the draft. Having a good time. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.